it's Casey. How are you?
Casey Musgraves.
Hey.
Are you in town yet for the show?
No, not yet. We're in Oklahoma.
There is a sound that you have in country music that we love so much here in Chicago because nobody else has it. Is this something that you've always had that you said, this is who I want to be? How are you putting together the greatness that you are?
Oh, thanks for saying that, first of all. I don't know. It's a weird combo of a lot of different influences. And, you know, whenever I was, like, little and growing up, I grew up singing, like, really traditional Western swing and really old-school country music. And at the time, I was like, I'm such a dork. None of my friends like this kind of music. I was 12, and I was wearing a 10-gallon hat and fringe, and I was just like...
I want to see the picture with a 10-gallon hat.
Oh, yeah, they're out there. You can find them. But then, you know, as I got older and I learned about songwriting, I kind of left that world behind a little bit and really figured out how to construct a song, and I really fell in love with that. And then as I've gotten older, I've really gone back to my traditional Western roots, and I'm drawing influence from it. And it's so fun because, like, the outfits that we wear and the songs that we sing, I'm really inspired by that whole time period. So it's cool that I had it, you know, I have it to look back on, even though back then I was like, I'm such a dork.
No, see, that's the thing. When we're kids and you think that you're dorky and whatever, you're just being yourself. You're figuring out, I don't have to be like everybody else.
Yeah.
We're looking forward to seeing you here in town. I'm curious, though, the last concert that you saw, the last star, where you're thinking, man, they're really blowing me away, and I'm just a fan watching them up on stage.
The time before last, I saw Tom Petty in Nashville.
Did you really? Yeah. Is he still rocking it as hard as I hope
he
is?
Yeah. He's still so cool. I'm like, how do you do this? He's aging, obviously, but he still looks cool, and they sound amazing. I mean, his whole band is, like, incredible.
I love that.
Such a good night.
Yes. What's the single piece of wisdom that you love the most that you live by every day, or that you try to live by every day, Casey?
Well, I really love this one quote that I heard. It just says, don't think about it so much.
Just let it flow.
Don't think about it so much. Like, doesn't matter what it is. Just don't think about it so much. It's okay.
What was the last thing you bought online?
Oh my God. It was actually, have you ever heard of Poopery?
Poopery, yeah.
Poopery.
No, I haven't.
Well, Poopery is this amazing invention that you spray in the toilet before you go, so no one will ever know.
What? Come on, you're making this
amazing.
Up.
No, I swear, it's like a thing. And I bought, they had a three pack discount on Amazon. And
right.
So, and like, I want to bring it on the road with me because we share bathrooms a lot. And so it's very important to, like, help along the bathroom experience for the 9 people that we're sharing it with. So you spray it in the toilet, and then you go. It, like, seals the water, and then you do your thing.
Right.
And you cannot tell. It's awesome.
I love that you're being honest about that, too. I would have never heard of that before.
It's so, literally, it's called Poopery. I'm like, I should be a salesperson for this. It's amazing. It's just like you spray, like, 5 times in the water, and it seals the water, and then you go. And nobody knows.
Casey Musgraves, things we want to know about you. The last thing you did that was a little bit redneck that you're like, yeah, I did. It was a little bit redneck. I've got no shame about that. Come on, everyone's got a little bit of redneck in them.
It's sitting on your porch barefoot, picking up cigarette butts of your friends, putting them in a red Solo cup.
That sounds perfect.
I thought it was cool. Whenever I was giving Loretta that award, we were supposed to take a picture after she got off stage, and she couldn't fit through the hallway of the Ryman because her dress was too big. And I was like, you're really country if you can't fit through somewhere because of your dress.
Oh, I love that. And you're thinking, I couldn't even pull that off.
No. She wears those big ball gowns. Like, she's got it going on.
Well, we love you here in Chicago. We're excited to see you Saturday night. Same tour, different trailer. You're going to be at the Riviera. A few tickets available. You can get them at us99.com. And we just can't wait to see you.
Yeah, I'm so excited. Honestly, like, I'm not just saying this. I really, really, really love Chicago. It's, like, one of my favorite cities. There's amazing food, and I just always have a really good time. I have some friends there, and so every time, you know, I go, I get to see them and try different food and shop a little bit. So I really love Chicago, so I'm excited.
Well, thank you for calling this morning. Go get something to eat, and we'll see you on Saturday night.
Sounds good. Thank y'all.